I have to start this out by saying, huzzah, the solstice has come, and we're heading back toward the dark times. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We're back again with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's on Facebook. She's in the phone book. She's in every book. She's in Who's Who. I don't know. Maybe not. But it's good to have you back. And I'm in a festive mood because we just celebrated a parade down State Street here in Santa Barbara. The Solstice Parade. It's wacky. It's crazy. It's fun. It's that period of time we were talking about in a previous segment about taking that time to just enjoy life and just breathe and move and have an exhilarating experience, if you will, because the rest of life always seems to crash in on us and want to put us in a straitjacket of sorts of conformity, and we need to relax a little bit. So you and I are both recipients of nocturnal celebrations, if you will. I think that's the right term. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong word here, but the birthdays.
And yes.
Yet I don't know about you, Beth. I can kind of hear it in your voice, but I think both of us, both in our minds, we're still, 17, 18, 19 years of age?
Or 12.
or younger. And I love it. I just keep reminding myself the body is not. So be careful.
Right.
You know, but
it's,
I can still enjoy and I have that exuberance of life. Let's talk a little bit about that. We are now into the solstice. We have reached the apex for this point in the year, and now we're heading, I don't want to say downhill, it's not
right.
Downhill from here per se, but we're heading back towards the other end of the spectrum.
We are, and it's kind of a complicated time. It's the solstice, it's a time of community, it's a time of coming together. It's also, like you said, it's a time of reflection and kind of stepping away from the material, and because we're in a Mercury retrograde, it is a good time to be spending time with friends and family, not only for fun, but to kind of look down the road and say, okay, what have we done? You know, here's how we've wrapped up the first half of the year, and what are we going to do with the 6 months we have left? What are our common goals? How do we get there from here? And it's especially crucial right now, and I always have to say this time of year, for governments and businesses that are on a July 1st to a June 30th fiscal. You know, things really get critical here, and people can get upset, and people can get a little edgy and irrational. And so just breathe and stay focused on your common goals and be a bridge. I say that like a parrot or a broken record this time of year. Be the bridge. Do not be the wedge. Keep your ego and your narcissism out of it and your, all that.
Yeah.
What's good for the group? It's a time when we all have to compromise and kind of step back a little bit and make some sacrifices.
And I know that concept, what's good for the group, what's good for the common good,
right,
isn't in a general, all the time kind of philosophical bent, if you will,
right,
isn't real popular because we're so tied into our individualism, our personal rights, privacy, freedom, free will, and all of those things.
We'll take a breath there for a minute,
okay,
because that has changed.
That's where I was headed, yes.
Right, right. In our grandfather's era, you know, during the First World War, the Great Depression, the Second World War, and the period right after that when we were rebuilding the world in the mid to late 40s and early 50s, there was a lot more altruism.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more willingness and ability to sacrifice and to even see what was for the good of the whole. You know, most of the time, like the world we live in now is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot of money right now in coaches and facilitators and people teaching groups of people how to think like our grandparents did along those lines. You know, it's a very difficult thing for people who are not experienced at it to understand and wrap their heads around, much less do.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I know that as we continue to move forward from day to day and year to year, that we are transitioning to a new mindset, a new, again, as I've said on this program, looking for those new ways of living that will work for everybody, for what's best for the collective, because that's going to benefit us as individuals.
And what's awesome about living in a community like Santa Barbara is the astrological chart of both the city and the county has a lot of the sign, or the archetype, if you will, of Aries in it. Aries is the pioneer. Aries is the innovator. Mm-hmm. We are at our best when we're charting a new course based on the data and the research and the experience of those who have come before us. Not from a passionate, knee-jerk, emotional place, but a fact-based, data-based, you know, results-driven model.
We're going to have you back next week to talk more about this. Beth McDonald and Beth McDonald Consulting. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. There's more to come.